What is up, Steel Studians? Do you hear that? Do you hear that? That thing that's calling? Oh yeah, it's the weekend. It's a pre-Friday. Thursday, May 20th, that's right, pre-Friday, Friday Eve. Beautiful day to be alive. It's a Rocky Blyer number 20 Friday, May 20th. The year is zooming. Can't believe it. Here we are, day number four, four consecutive days of study sessions here on the Steel Study. I'm your host, Jeremy. Very grateful to be with you. Wishing you a wonderful Thursday today. It's going to be a good one for you. I could just feel it now. So I'm sending those vibes your way. You're going to get this weekend started right. Number 20, May 20, Rocky Blyer 20. Study session. Episode number 7. We're creeping up there. We're getting close to 10. Some news yesterday that first revealed itself in a social media post by the GOAT, Troy Polamalu, indicating that former defensive coordinator, the esteemed, the reputable Mr. Dick LeBeau, will be providing his induction speech Hall of Fame weekend, which is August 6th through the 9th. For all of us Steelers fans, Dick LeBeau and Troy Polamalu go hand in hand, and one Hall of Famer will be inducting the other. That's going to be a special moment. If you just think back on those days, the defense under LeBeau with just a otherworldly player in Troy who was everywhere on the field at the same time, making plays that you couldn't even envision until he made them happen. I had the privilege of being at the AFC Championship game against the Baltimore Ravens. I was there with my wife, my brother, and I mentioned the Willie Parker run last week is one of my most memorable Steelers moments, but maybe the top one of them all is whenever Troy stepped in front of a Joe Flacco pass and ran it into the end zone with decisiveness and authority to cement the championship victory and to move on to the Super Bowl. I was in my glory. I was at Heinz Field, and I can tell you all 60,000 plus fans were jumping up and down in unison, and that stadium was shaking. Literally shaking. I have goosebumps just thinking about it. But that was just one of the moments that Troy delivered that I will forever remember. And I'm glad I got to share that with my wife and my brother. Great moment. But Troy, going into the Hall of Fame, he deserves it. I know oftentimes there's a lot of comparisons between Polamalu and Ed Reed, being that they both played the safety positions, but you really can't compare their games because they were two different types of safeties. And Ed Reed is a GOAT in his own right. just as Palomalu is. And it's not that one is better than the other. It's the genius of and. Troy and Ed are both goats. You need multiple goats to eat the grass to keep the lawn looking good in the NFL. But congrats to Troy. Can't wait to hear what Dick LeBeau has to say about Palomalu. And speaking of the Hall of Fame induction this year, there are several Steelers going in, five in total. We already mentioned Palomalu, Bill Cowher, Donnie Shell, Alan Faneca, and Bill Nunn. So that's going to be a special weekend for those of us that bleed gold and black. And oh yeah, we get to kick off the NFL season and Hall of Fame weekend with the Hall of Fame game against the Cowboys. A game that should have happened last year, but we all know that little COVID issue. And speaking of Bill Cowher, Cowher's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame by Art Rooney II. And coincidentally, to start the month of June, Cowher's going to be releasing his first book, probably his only one, can't see him doing another one, that will be called Heart and Steel. And I'll put a link in the show notes for that book on Amazon. I'm going to read it. Got me thinking about Bill Cowher. I remember the day he retired, January 5th, 2007. He had the ugliest sweater on I think I've ever seen in my life. And this is after Christmas. Google image that. Just take a moment. Google image that real fast. I'll give you a second. All right, type it in. Bill Cowher sweater retirement. You see what I'm saying? That is hideous. Hideous. That's no disrespect. Bill could coach football. He can't dress himself. That's okay. But it got me thinking about Cowher. I remember the day that he retired. I was teaching high school English at the time. Had a TV in my room, and his retirement press conference was broadcast. And I watched it. Students were in the class. And I felt a sense of loss. Because growing up, Coach Cowher was the only Steelers coach I knew. And he was the coach that I watched lead the team that I passionately fell in love with. And so that day was a sad day. And if you look at Cowher's stats, 161 victories, 99 losses, and one tie over a 15-year period. That's pretty stellar. And that's why he's going into the Hall of Fame. Two Super Bowl appearances, one Super Bowl victory. We all remember that in Detroit. Very special. Going out with the bus. But listen to this record, this career record. So Cowher, 161, 99, and 1. Listen to this one. 153 wins, 86 losses, and one tie over a 14-year period. Who do you think the owner of that record is? No, it's not Andy Reid. It's our very own Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, 153-86-1. And if all goes well this year, if Tomlin could just lead his team to 8 victories, he will tie Cowher's win total. With 9, he exceeds it. Like Cowher, two Super Bowl appearances, one win, one loss. Eerily similar. And put this on record now, and I don't think this is any surprise, Mike Tomlin will be in the Hall of Fame. Because he's not showing any signs of leaving the game anytime soon. So you would have to think that Cowher's mark of 161, not only will he pass it, maybe he hits 200. If anything, I see Tomlin being more passionate, more enthralled by the game, and as he has these bitter defeats and experiences of heartbreak and disappointment, I think he comes to appreciate the game and the opportunities that he has with his men, with his 53 each season. And this year's no different. And I think ultimately it will culminate in another Lombardi for the Steelers. And hopefully that's this year. We're very blessed here in Pittsburgh with quality head coaches. Three coaches over a 56-year period: Knoll, Cowher, Tomlin. All three Hall of Famers. Just beautiful. And, wow, where did the time go? Man, I could tell it's a Thursday. It's a pre-Friday. And that is the end of another study session. Four straight. We're hitting five tomorrow. Five straight study sessions tomorrow. And I just have to tell all of you, our wonderful listeners, our amazing readers, thank you so much for your support, for following the site, for reading our content, listening, for supporting us, for sharing with your friends and family. You're helping to get the message out about the Steel Study, and we are truly humbled and grateful. You can drop us a line at thesteelstudy@gmail.com. You could follow us on Twitter at Steel Study. Check out some of our latest articles on Calvin Bundage, Jamar Watson, edge rushers, undrafted rookie free agents competing for spots on the team. Look for some work coming from Andrew this Saturday morning. Look for the next edition of the Steel Study podcast. And most importantly, make this Thursday, this May 20th, an amazing day. Peace.